From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq, U.S. occupation authorities are hoping to accelerate the transfer of power and security responsibilities back to Iraqis. One American commander in charge of a volatile slice of the Sunni triangle says he plans to pull some of his troops back by the first of the year. But some experts wonder whether Iraqi security forces are prepared for the challenge. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Any American big city police department has its share of corruption and brutality, but Army Lieutenant Colonel David Glazer says bribery and beatings were so ingrained in Saddam's poorly paid police that he had to work daily to try to change a culture of misconduct before it could even get to police basics, like how to handle firearms.
There's no way that you could expect a cop to work for $3 to $10 a month and not go out there and accept what they would call rewards, what we would call bribes. We have gone through a re-education process. We have a system in place where there's not physical beating of prisoners to get information. That's not tolerable anymore.
Glazer commands the Army's 519th Military Police Battalion out of Fort Polk, Louisiana. His unit, a mix of more than 1,000 active duty guard and reserve forces, is in charge of eastern Baghdad. These days, Glazer is cautiously optimistic that putting more Iraqis in charge of security more quickly just might work. After the deadly car bombings of three Baghdad police stations on October 27th, what Iraqis call Black Monday, Glazer says attitudes and actions changed. He says Iraqi police have come a long way from this summer, when many of them seemed unreliable, untrained, and frightened.
You couldn't get them to come to work, for one. Then you had a hard time identifying what they actually did because they were scared. Now that they've been with us a long time and there's a lot of personal relationships, we've been able to identify those people that are very talented, make them trainers, and I think they've seen U.S. resolve and that we're not going to leave them hanging, and therefore they've gotten more and more and more proactive.
Pentagon officials like to boast that they've gone from zero Iraqi security forces in June to some 131,000 today, more than the number of U.S. ground forces. 10,000 new Iraqi security officers, they say, are added every week. But some military officials admit that many of those forces have only minimal training. Experts and lawmakers, including Republican Senator John McCain, worry that a rush to train Iraqis isn't going to establish real security.
That environment can only be provided by United States troops, not by half-trained Iraqi troops.
Some Iraqi police complain that they still don't have adequate equipment, guns, cars, or facilities. The U.S. aims to hand over political power to an Iraqi provisional government by next July. Commanders say any concurrent transfer of security duties will depend on the situation on the ground in each town. The commander of the 82nd Airborne Division, Major General Charles Swanick, is in charge of U.S. forces in Anbar Province, a volatile area the size of Wyoming, stretching from the Syrian border to cities south and west of Baghdad, including Ramadi and Fallujah. Swanick admits many of the Iraqi police in his zone are currently underprepared for the job.
We have right now about 6,400 individuals in the police force. However, a majority of these police, about 50%, have not been sufficiently trained. So we're running an Al-Anbar Security College, 3-week training course to train the police and improve their skills.
While he admits those 3 weeks won't give those forces all the preparation they need, General Swanick is moving ahead with plans to pull his troops away from frontline security duties in the rest of town of Ramadi by the new year.
Where American forces step back, pull some joint patrols with the Iraqi police, but allow the police to go ahead and do the major function. But it's more so they're taking the lead, we're taking the backup. And that's a positive step for Iraqization. That's where we want to go.
But like the transfer of political sovereignty, the security shift will have Americans standing right behind the Iraqis, watching. In Ramadi, General Swanick says U.S. forces won't be far away and will step in if needed in any security emergency. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.